Live.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Egypt is working on a 10-day truce in the fighting in Gaza. More from Mark Levy.
Egypt's latest idea to stop the fighting in the Gaza Strip is to start small, a 10-day truce. Egyptian officials are hopeful they can get that done. The assumption is that during those 10 days, larger issues can be worked out. A permanent halt to Hamas rocket fire, an end to tunnel smuggling from Egypt to Gaza, withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza, and opening border crossings to allow badly needed food, fuel, medicine, and other essentials into Gaza. Israel hasn't weighed in on this yet.
Accused con artist Bernard Madoff can remain free on bail, but under house arrest in his multi-million-dollar Park Avenue penthouse. That's according to a ruling by a federal court this afternoon. Prosecutors took the case to a U.S. district judge in Manhattan after a federal magistrate refused to revoke Madoff's bail. Madoff admits he defrauded his clients of an estimated $50 billion. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. After just 2 short years, thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
Hi, my name is Jeannie. Because of the Three-Step Plan, I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hello, my name is Bill. I've been working the Three-Step Plan for 18 months, and in that amount of time, I've been able to quit my job, pay off all of my bills, and even began to save money.
For information, go to threestepplan.com or call toll-free
800-658-0459.
My name is Emma, and I'm a senior citizen, and I've worked with the Three-Step Plan for several years. Today, my house and cars are paid for. I have the time and the money to travel. The Three-Step Plan has given me hope and financial freedom.
You'll need a telephone, internet access, and a positive attitude. Go to threestepplan.com or call toll-free
800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
There's another disappointing report about the economy. John Belmont has the bottom line on a bleak holiday season.
Ringing up the total on holiday sales, retail sales fell more than expected last month. The Commerce Department reports they plunged 2.7%, down in December for a record 6th month in a row. This just reinforces what economists have been predicting, that the recession, already the longest in a quarter century, will continue at least until the second half of the year. The sales numbers are important because consumer spending drives about two-thirds of all economic activity. John Belmont, Washington.
If you're shipping a package into or out of Washington, D.C., you might want to get it done soon. United Parcel Service says due to the inauguration activities next Tuesday, there won't be any pickup or delivery service that day in all District of Columbia zip codes. Because of that, UPS says their service guarantee won't apply for any shipments affected by the inauguration event in Washington, D.C. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
Is the stress of credit card debt eating you up inside? Meet Kevin Watts, one of the owners of Homefront Financial Group.
Depending on the state of the client's financial affairs, we can settle their debts between 40 and 60%.
Call for your free information and consultation now.
It's such a pleasure to help people.
Individual results may vary. Not available in all states. Call 800-890-7654. 800-890-7654. That's 800-890-7654.
Sub-zero temperatures are stretching from Montana to northern New England, and even the Gulf Coast is getting frost today. The Arctic air has prompted schools and even some ski resorts to close. With wind chills dipping to 50 below in northern Minnesota, one man says at this point 10 or 15 degrees either way doesn't make much of a difference. A Wake Forest University study says Vicks Vapor Rub may actually restrict breathing in infants and toddlers. Now parents are looking for alternative ways to clear their kids' stuffy noses. Cleveland Clinic pediatrician Dr. Kimberly Giuliano says there are plenty of things parents can try.
We recommend using saline drops. That helps to loosen up the mucus. And in small children that aren't old enough to blow their noses yet, taking a bulb syringe and sucking some of the mucus out of there helps to serve that same purpose as nose blowing would for the child.
Another option is running a cool mist vaporizer while the child is sleeping to make it easier for them to breathe. Also, make sure your child is getting plenty of fluids. If the symptoms last more than a week, your child should see a pediatrician.
It's not uncommon for a cold to last a couple of weeks. But really, if we're not showing any improvement around day 10, that is a sign that they should be seen.
Hall of Fame receiver Michael Irvin says he calmly chatted with a gunman in another car but was very afraid. A Dallas police report says Irvin was stopped at a red light Monday night when two men in a truck pulled up next to him and the driver flashed a gun. It turned out the man was a Cowboys fan, so Irvin says they talked football. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's testified before Congress, taught at the university level. He was in the Reagan administration and Department of Education. But, of course, he is a researcher. He's certainly one of my favorite guests and has a tremendous knowledge of what is going on in the world today. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, if you want to read Dr. Cuddy's articles, they appear almost on a weekly basis at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. We recommend that to you. Go ahead, Dennis. Well, we're going to talk about that latest article you posted up there on the Rockefellers.
Sure, why not?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, this particular one is the Rockefeller Plan Part 3, but as usual, I include a note at the beginning about some sort of contemporary events that's in the news. And in this case, of course, President-elect Obama has chosen Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. And I'm pointing out here that she seems very favorably disposed toward world government. It's just like Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar roommate, who became number two at the State Department, named Strobe Talbot, He won back shortly after Bill Clinton became president. Talbot won the World Federalist Association Award for supporting world government, specifically an article that he had written saying perhaps national sovereignty was not such a great idea after all, and the case for world government was clinched. And then a few years later, what happened was in 1999, Walter Cronkite had just come out with his own book, and he won the same award. Well, at the ceremony, Cronkite referred to the need to move, quote, toward world government. And he also said, quote, we Americans will have to yield up some of our sovereignty, end quote. And right after that, Hillary Clinton congratulated Cronkite on receiving the award, saying, quote, tonight we honor you for fighting for the way it could be. Then she commented, she said, quote, with your continuing leadership, we can sail across those these unnavigated seas into the 21st century, and there's no better captain I can imagine than you. Thank you, my friend, end quote. So juxtaposing those two statements that Walter said and then Hillary's congratulation, saying he's basically her captain, this clearly indicates Hillary Clinton's favorable philosophical disposition toward a world government. Now, also, you have to remember that Obama proclaimed himself a, quote, world citizen. And you need to remember that the word citizen implies legal obligations. If you're a citizen, let's say, of California, you have to obey California laws. So the movement, clearly, towards a world government under Obama and Clinton should accelerate. So they're continuing a pace here. And, in fact, if you look at the Obama administration, especially in foreign affairs, there's so many Clinton administration officials named by Obama that it appears that continuation I've mentioned in previous articles of the power elite's alternation of power scenario is still going forward. You had George H.W. Bush, followed by Bill Clinton, followed by George W. Bush, now followed by basically a bunch of Clinton administration officials with Obama simply as a figurehead. And the reason I use that term regarding Obama is that presidents are extremely dependent upon their advisors and their department heads. And Obama, of course, especially in foreign affairs, a great lack of experience makes him especially dependent on the information that those around him choose to give to or withhold from him. He's very much in this regard like George W. Bush. George W. Bush had to be counseled for a couple of years before he became president in the area of foreign affairs by the group called the Vulcans, George Shultz and Condoleezza Rice and others. And then he was still greatly lacking. Well, Obama's basically in the same position. So he's going to be at the mercy of the advice. Now, he'll say he makes his own decisions, and that's true. And that's where he says the change will come. You know, I will be the president. I will make the final decision. But as anybody knows, your decisions are based upon the information you get, not just the advice. You can say, well, I disagree, but the information's critical. And so when you're very, very dependent upon people around you and what they choose to give you or not give you, that can influence your decision. You don't pick up the phone and just say, I want to talk to the president and get through. You don't do that. You're always sent to somebody else. You know, the if it's foreign affairs, the secretary of state or an undersecretary or an assistant, say, you know, whatever. You never get to the top people. So those people really are the guardians of the information that gets to or not doesn't get to the president. Now, that's the end of the note. And this particular article, the Rockefeller Plan Part 3, is in addition to the previous parts, which involved education, social control, economic components of the Rockefeller Plan. And what I'm doing, just as a reminder to your listeners, is I'm showing how a group of people or a family, the Rockefellers in this case, are not just economic entities. They're not just concerned about free trade and making a buck at Chase National Bank or something. It's across the board. They're involved in many, many areas as part of this total package to move us toward this world socialist government. And I've already covered educational, social control, and economic. And in this part, we'll look at the spiritual or religious component. Now, before I begin that, what I think your listeners might like to look at is this coming January 24th, I believe, a week from Saturday, on the History Channel, there'll be a rebroadcast, supposed to be, of a series called Cities of the Underground, and this particular segment is called The Barbarian's Lair. And what that will be about, it's already been on, but it's supposed to be back on, rebroadcast, is, well, 1,000 years or so ago in the Dark Ages, Middle Ages, people were slaughtering each other with axes, and, you know, the, everybody was sort of, pardon me, challenging what individuals were doing. There was a separate life going on, basically underground. And this is an excavation of the Templars, the Knight Templars. They literally had cities underground, and so that's what this. pardon.
And I think it's certainly. I haven't actually seen this, but they actually have people who went down into these cities or these underground cities built by the Templars. And there, you know, you can see the paintings on the walls and their paintings on the ceilings. This is not imaginary. There was a whole different society underground, and this was, well, the Templars were around probably in the 1200s. They were the dominant force in Europe in the 1200s, the dominant force in the Holy Land in the 1100s. They were formed in 1118, but of course they had accessed the secret knowledge of the ancient secret societies. That's what it was all about. Supposedly they were Christian, but that really was not what it was all about. It was about wealth and power. And the secret knowledge, and you pick up the story there, Dennis.
Sure. They actually had these caverns and passageways, and they were rather extensive through Spain, France, and so on. And there's even a, I think you'll see on the program, there's even an entire cathedral down there. So it's like an entire city. And so it's important because in the artwork you'll see their symbols and so forth. And so that should be, is supposed to be January 24th on the History Channel. And the specific title is The Barbarian's Lair. And in this, the reason I bring that up is there's always been, as Dr. Stan has said, a spiritual component to these individuals, the elitists, and their plan for our future, which will be coming towards a one-world religion, ultimately along with a one-world government. And I think I hear the music.
You do, and of course it's all energized by these spiritual forces out there. And if you tap into the power, there is power, but you tap into it at your own peril. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, Gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and Dr. Cuddy is certainly talking to us. He's just talking to us about this this program that's going to be on the History Channel on the 24th of January called The Barbarian's Lair, going into the fact that at least 800 years ago, at the time of the Templars, they were building these massive underground caverns and massive underground cathedrals. You know, at that time, that they still exist today. And I would like to suggest, of course, that the elite are doing exactly the same thing. We actually have some books on the underground tunnels that have been constructed here in the United States, lairs for the ruling elite. The man who wrote them was a PhD, who currently is washing windows somewhere, I believe in Arizona, because he can't get a job anyplace. Why? Because he told the truth about what's really going on today. The other side know there's going to be terrible problems. They just don't want you to know. Go right ahead.
That's right. They are preparing once again, just like they did in days of old. And in this particular case, the spiritual, religious component is what I'm getting into in the Rockefeller Plan Part 3. And I've already mentioned in a previous section how John D. Rockefeller used a Baptist minister named Frederick Gates to set up his General Education Board at the beginning of the 20th century. That was to assure the people, you know, the friendly face of the Baptist minister, that everything was okay, and that this initiative to basically control education was especially benign, no big thing. It was just a sort of generous thing that the Rockefellers were doing. And then a few years later, in 1913, the Rockefeller Foundation helped to organize and fund something called the American Social Hygiene Association. So it's not just that they would use a mainline denomination's minister, but they're also about changing the values. And the reason they funded this was this association was, quote, for the reconsideration of public attitudes toward prostitution, end quote. And this was followed by the foundation's funding of the sex research of Alfred Kinsey about 20 years or so later. And things like these, both of these, would lead to the undermining, of course, of biblical admonitions against whether it's fornication or child molestation and so forth. So it's using mainline denominations and funding, and also changing the values of people in a spiritual or religious sense. And at the end of the 1950s, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund had a special studies project and released a report called The Mid-Century Challenge to U.S. Foreign Policy regarding what they said was, quote, the task which history has imposed on us. This is the task of helping shape a new world order in all its dimensions, including the spiritual, end quote. So here they are in the 50s using that phrase, the New World Order, which H.G. Wells had used and had written a book about, and including spiritual. You might think that they were simply people interested in economics or politics, foreign policy, but note here especially that they're including the spiritual. And a few years later, in the early 60s, although by this time David Rockefeller is an extremely important person, extremely busy, an international individual, a globalist, traveling all over the place, living the high life, meeting heads of state and so forth. Although he's very, very busy, he apparently had time to go to the University of Wisconsin and stand outside of a cafeteria line. You see, this is where all your little freshmen and sophomores are coming through, and there's David Rockefeller standing outside this cafeteria one line. I mean, you know, imagine that. And he asked this person named Wayne Peterson, quote, wouldn't you be interested in joining the Peace Corps? And Peterson said, well, sure. So his career was greased from then on. Rockefeller got him a prime position down in South America, writing their social services program. When he comes back, Mel Laird, who would be Secretary of Defense under Nixon, gets him a job in D.C. and so forth. The point is, they identify these people early on. I've already mentioned in previous parts to this series how in 1904, in a magazine, one of these investigative reporters was writing about how Rockefeller agents are in every hamlet in the nation. And so here's another case where they look for these individuals who can be greased and put into a line of ascendancy to occupy prominent positions around the world. And this Wayne Peterson would become almost in charge of the Fulbright program for the U.S. And at the same time, he would be a leading proponent of this New Age Lord Maitreya.
And I think it's important to know Mr. Peterson by his own book, and we carry it, The Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. Admit that when he was very young, he was always able to contact the other dimension, the supernatural. And it may very well be that's why David Rockefeller picked him out specifically, because, of course, he sensed that this is a person who has this mystical ability to contact the other dimension. Certainly people who are aware of this can sense it in others. It's a gift that I certainly wouldn't want to have. It certainly leaves you open to demonic possession. But, of course, Wayne Peterson talks how on a number of occasions he had actually seen and met and talked to the Lord Maitreya, this mystical figure who is supposedly coming back to rule the world. In fact, Mr. Peterson, now that he's retired, is living over in Henderson, Nevada, with a number of other people who are coming from all over the world because they believe this, the Christ. Now, this is not Jesus Christ. This is the counterpart. This is the counterfeit Christ is coming and coming very soon, and they're all gathering there just like it was in that movie, you know, Strange Encounters of the Third Kind. Everybody was drawn to the center. So that's what Henderson, Nevada is about. But pick up the story there, Dennis.
Sure. And the Christ, as he's called, is that same the Christ that Alice Bailey used to talk about. And after Bailey dies, Benjamin Krim picks up the mantle there with his publication, The Emergence, and so forth, saying he's going to appear here and he's appearing there. You'll actually see announcements about him in Reader's Digest or the Wall Street Journal. It's, you know, here he comes. He's going to be. So anyway, Wayne Peterson rubbed shoulders with Mikhail Gorbachev, who has no problem with Peterson and others saying that Gorbachev is friends with Lord Maitreya. And he was Peterson was also on talk shows like Merv Griffin's about 20 years ago, talking about Lord Maitreya and so forth. So he achieved a great deal of prominence. Now, it's not just Baptist ministers or this New Age angle that the Rockefellers are into, but across the board, and concerning Catholics, for example, in the mid-1960s, the Rockefeller plan included trying to influence Pope Paul VI about the Church's opposition to IUDs. I've written about this in the past. I basically wrote a letter threatening the Pope, said, in other words, you'll become irrelevant unless you get with the program, Pope, and so on. So anyway, a few years after that, in the 60s, personnel is policy is a statement that's used. So David Rockefeller, in 1972, named Reverend Theodore Hesburgh, president of the Catholic University of Notre Dame, to the board of Chase Manhattan Bank, which is a Rockefeller bank. And also, from 1977 to 1982, Hesburgh was chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation. So
you're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment talking about the people who really run the world.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net. SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about the tragic situation that faces us today, where you have just a very, very few very wealthy people who really control our government. The Rockefeller family is the royal family here in the United States. But what everybody has missed, who has talked about that, is the spiritual component of certain people within the Rockefeller family. Stephen Rockefeller, certainly, who was the son of Nelson Rockefeller, actually wrote the Earth Charter, which is an occult document. He wrote it along with two other occultists, one of them, of course, Mikhail Gorbachev, who is deeply involved in the occult, and the other would be Marie Strong, who was deeply involved in the occult. In fact, it set up the occult center in Colorado called La Baca Grande. Here this man is a multi-billionaire. Right now, of course, he's hiding over in China. He's been indicted, or would have been indicted, for trading with Saddam Hussein on the food for oil situation. He was actually helping Saddam Hussein, this wicked individual. So he's hiding out in China, but certainly we know that Lawrence Rockefeller actually funded the writing of, pardon me, the publication of Barbara Marx's Hubbard's book, The Creation, the Book of Co-Creation, which is, of course, strongly centered in the occult. Why would Lawrence Rockefeller be doing that? Why would Stephen Rockefeller be doing that? And at least according to Dr. Cuddy, why certainly David Rockefeller visited the La Baca Grande, this occult center where the witches and the shamans and the fortune tellers and the Satanists from all over the world meet, right along with Henry Kissinger and Robert McNamara. But you pick up the story there.
Well, I think you just finished it.
Hardly. You go right ahead.
Okay. The last thing before the break, I was mentioning how their influence covers all denominations. In this particular case, Reverend Theodore Hesburgh, president of the University of Notre Dame, a Catholic priest, was not only named to the board of Chase Manhattan Bank, a Rockefeller bank, but from 1977 to 1982, he was chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, if you think about all the prominent people who would have loved to have been chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation, here the Rockefellers go and pick a Catholic priest, and that cannot just be by accident. They were actually, the Rockefeller Foundation has funded various abortion providers and population control agents, and so what better person, if you're going to undermine Catholicism, to have a prominent Catholic priest head of the foundation, which does these things. And so also in the 70s, William Irwin Thompson founded something called Lindisfarne, and that's been supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. And what you want to know is this isn't just some, you know, new age general aspect of the effort, sort of a Shirley MacLaine ridiculous aspect, but these people are very serious. So Lindisfarne's plan was for a new planetary culture. and it wants to synthesize science, art, and spiritual awareness. Remember, synthesis is an important part of this movement, this One World movement. As I've mentioned, economically, they want to synthesize Eastern communism and Western capitalism into this world socialist government. Well, they want to do the same thing in religion as well, science, art, spiritual awareness, very much like Blavatsky wanted to synthesize the elements of science and spirituality as well. As Dr. Stan has already mentioned, Maurice Strong, he was the financial officer of this outfit, Lindisfarne, which didn't just include, you know, a lot of nonsensical stuff. They had serious Luciferians in there, like David Spangler, who believes in the Luciferian Initiative. He's been on the faculty of the place. And, of course, Maurice Strong has been a trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation. And as Dr. Stan mentioned, he is the custodian of this. There's a group of New Age ashrams out there in Colorado called the Baca. They have, again, some, you know, a Catholic sort of weird priest who does this procedure. They have, like, the Lord's Prayer backwards and howling at the moon. Yeah, so weird stuff goes on out there. So, anyway, the Baca, in case you think, well, this is just for a bunch of nonsensical nobodies, that place has been visited by David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and others. So they are really into this spiritual aspect. And in 1973, also in the 70s, same year as William Irwin Thompson founded Lindisfarne, David Rockefeller began the Trilateral Commission. And that was written about by Senator Barry Goldwater in his book With No Apologies in 1979. And before I give a quote on that, I just want to mention there's been a recent book has come out called Pure Goldwater by his son, Barry Goldwater Jr. and John Dean, which is actually a diary of the senator. He kept a very extensive diary day by day of the people he met, and so there's a lot of political insight and so forth, and that's called Pure Goldwater. And I put this particular quote from With No Apologies. He said, "The Trilateral Commission," Senator Goldwater said, quote, "represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical," end quote. And so what I say right after that is I think we should think long and hard about why a group of people like David Rockefeller and the Trilaterals, you would understand, okay, they're interested in economic issues, free trade, and so on, but why would they want ecclesiastical control? Why would they want, and how would they gain ecclesiastical control? And that fits with what they had done 20 years before, when they had that Rockefeller Brothers Fund Special Studies Project, where they said this New World Order, and it would be political and economic, but they also said spiritual. So here's 20 years later, they're doing the same thing. And the reason I include that is to show that this is not a singular emphasis that these people have. It's total. They can't just have a world economy. Can't just have a world government. They have to have a global religion with emphasis.
I think it's so important to realize that in every society down throughout history, there's always been the ruler, but he always would have a priest, or he would have a wise man, or he'd have a prophet, or somebody to validate his rule from a spiritual point of view. Certainly in Africa, when I was there, the tribal chiefs had a medicine man. In Asia, the tribal chiefs had a shaman. And they always recognized the importance of the spiritual component that allowed the rulers to control the populace. And this is exactly what our rulers want. They, of course, are establishing a new religion because they want to control us. And they're using these spiritual forces, of course, to destroy their enemies. Go right ahead.
Sure. And as Dr. Sands mentioned, in the early 80s, I think it was around maybe 1980, 81, New Ager Barbara Marx Hubbard wrote her first draft of what would become her book called The Book of Co-Creation. She had it, I think she was passed out at a John Denver conference in Colorado, sort of mimeographed form, originally just circulated around, not really a good production at all. But in there, she and her allies noted that they were the, quote, riders of the pale horse death. end quote, and they were going to eliminate the defective seeds. That's those people who wouldn't go along with their New Age plans. They said that would be about one-fourth of the population would be defective, and they just have to eliminate. She said, you don't have to worry about it. You general population out there, the general public, will do that for you. We will eliminate these defective seeds because we are the riders of the pale horse death. Well, she caught a little slack over that, but basically her message was the same when she came out with you wouldn't call it respectable, but anyway, it got a major publisher involved, and this was in 1993, and it was helped by, if you look at the front of it, it says, quote, a generous grant from the Lawrence S. Rockefeller Fund for the Enhancement of the Human Spirit, end quote. So this isn't just David Rockefeller, you know, it involves John D. Rockefeller in the early 1900s with the Baptist minister, Lawrence Rockefeller, Laura Spelman Rockefeller, so Nelson Rockefeller, Nelson's son, Stephen Rockefeller. And as Dr. Stan mentioned, he would hear the music.
You do, and we'll be back here in just a moment for the final segment of our program right here at Genesis.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, our guest, Dr. Dennis Kenny. Dennis, go ahead, pick up the story.
Okay, I mentioned, and Dr. Stan had mentioned Nelson Rockefeller's son, Stephen Rockefeller. In 1990, he co-authored a book called Spirit and Nature, Visions of Interdependence, in which he urged people to discover, quote, the face of the sacred in rocks, trees, animals, and the earth as a whole, end quote. That's very similar to what Robert Mueller, Assistant Secretary General of the UN, had written in his New Genesis book some years ago about our brothers, the rocks, our sisters, the flowers, all this sort of stuff, very, very new age. And so Stephen Rockefeller is picking up the effort at that point. And then shortly thereafter, after he wrote that book, he started writing the Earth Charter for Maurice Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev, as Dr. Stan said. Both of them said this would be like a new Ten Commandments. And in case you missed the point, they put this charter, and when they presented it to the UN in 2002 in something they call the Ark of Hope, which is modeled after the biblical Ark of the Covenant. You can literally go on their website and see the thing. And it promoted the, quote, the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. And in case you think this is just, you know, several elitists and some flakes doing going along with this, it was endorsed not long after that by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And so it's very, very clear that the spiritual or religious component of this Rockefeller plan is moving forward.
Let me just comment, Dennis. I think people have to understand, when we ask why would rational people want to transfer America's manufacturing overseas, we've sent well over half of our manufacturing overseas. It is simply because we're redistributing wealth between nations. In other words, we're sending our wealth, our manufacturing capacity to other nations so we can raise their living standards there and so we can lower the living standards here. But we can't tell the American people that. They don't like the idea of becoming impoverished and being reduced to the financial level of a third world nation. But that is the master plan of these people who worship a different God. And when you understand this whole thing is Luciferian, it all begins to make sense. And only, you know, in the coming years will it become apparent there's an organized program to impoverish the American people. It's not happening by accident. It's planned. We're simply carrying out the plan laid out in the Earth Charter written by Gorbachev, Maurice Strong, and by Stephen Rockefeller, son of Nelson Rockefeller, and the whole family deeply involved in the occult.
Right, and in terms of redistributing our wealth overseas, you constantly hear at New York Times, ABC News, and so forth, how there's this $1 trillion bailout, and oh my goodness, you know, and how are we going to pay for it, and where's the money going, and so forth. What they're not telling you is there's extra billions and billions of dollars that they don't tell you about that is going overseas to bail out foreign entities. Companies and corporations and banks that had also invested in this mortgage debacle and other things. They're not telling you about where we're also bailing them out as well, not just American companies and banks.
We're actually bailing out the central banks of Europe.
Sure.
Why are we sending our money to the central banks of Europe to stabilize their economy when our economy is simply collapsing? Well, I think we have to understand that our leaders have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, and it's up to those people out in the audience to help us get the information out. Go right ahead.
Right, and so they're creating this new world religion or spirituality, and at this point I close my article by saying you need to remember 2 Thessalonians 2:3. It referred to, quote, a great falling away, end quote, from biblical principles in the end times. And so if you reflect on upon the fact that President Clinton lied under oath and President-elect Obama lied during this 2008 campaign, and I've mentioned this before, how he lies, and still a great number of Americans hold him in high esteem, despite their violations of the biblical Ten Commandments admonition against lying. Is this a sign, is this evidence of the foretold great falling away toward the end times? And so we need to reflect upon that very, very carefully. And I think we have maybe 1 minute. I'll just sort of bridge the gap towards what we'll talk about next time.
Okay.
And that is regarding the Trilateral Commission, Brzezinski, it's Zbigniew Brzezinski, was the first director of that. And so what happens is, and we'll get into this more and more, I'll give specific examples of how in his book, The Grand Chessboard, when he was talking about Caspian oil and gas and minerals, after he referred several times to the ruling national elites, he mentions that term, ruling national elites, he explained, quote, now listen to this if we get this finished, that America's primary interest is to help ensure that no single power comes to control this geopolitical space, Eurasia, and that the global community has unhindered financial and economic access to it, end quote. Now, you'd think that Brzezinski, as a former American National Security Advisor and current Obama advisor, you'd think he would like it if the U.S., a single power, controlled this geopolitical space. But that's not what he said. He emphasized no single power should control it. So you have to remember, he was David Rockefeller's choice as the first director of the Trilateral Commission. And Rockefeller, in his own memoirs, acknowledged about himself that he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, end quote. That's on page 405 of David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. Remember that.
And, of course, you can get the book from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Memoirs by David Rockefeller. We want you to hold the book. We want you to read it. We want you to see what a good friend his daughters are, Fidel Castro, the wicked Fidel Castro, who hates capitalism. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters be so close to Fidel Castro? Or maybe nothing that we believe or the average American believes is true. Dennis Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And we do hope that many of you out there give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we try to get the information out across America about what's really going on. We have a wonderful DVD. It's called World Revolution. It's my interview. You'll actually see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, Earl T. Smith, where he talks about how, you know, the State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power. They didn't oppose him. They did not, through stupidity, bring him to power. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they brought him to power knowing full well he was a communist, because Ambassador Smith kept telling him he was a communist. Understand nothing as it appears to be. There is a world revolution that's going on. It's been going on for thousands of years. And, of course, we refer to the book written by Mr. Billington, and Mr. Billington is the Librarian of Congress, hardly a right-winger. He tells you about the secret societies that fomented the initial world revolution, a revolution that continued right up to the time of the Cuban Revolution. You need to get this book. You need to get my information on the world revolution. It's available on DVD. But there's so much information you can get from Radio Liberty you won't get elsewhere. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD, but you need to get them both. The DVD you can watch, the book you can read and study, and you'll have all the references so you can tell others and explain to them, we've been financing communism since its inception. And if you haven't seen my little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, you need to get that. It's a little pamphlet, it's about 50 pages, all sorts of wonderful documentation. You need to get this information, and you need to help us get it out to others. The whole financial collapse of our nation is being carefully orchestrated and planned. They're not going to try to stop this. They created the problem because they want to destroy this country. They want to destroy our economics. They want to impoverish our people. They want to bring about a one-world government, and they're going to destroy the economies all throughout the world. Everything the government is doing now is designed to give you the impression that they're doing something, but they're not doing anything. They're pretending to do things, and of course, none of it is working, and more people are losing their jobs, and more people are losing their homes, and more people are losing their automobiles and their life savings, and then when the inflationary spiral comes down the line, the people will lose their pensions and everything they've worked for, the value of their insurance policies, their annuities. Understand, it's all planned. You need to get my November newsletter, and of course, you need to get what we've written in the past on the financial meltdown, and then you'll want to get our other newsletters, our November newsletters posted on the Internet. But if you get any of our other things and you ask for the November newsletter, we'll send it to you free of charge. Or you can get it at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Hopefully the December newsletter will be out soon. And the January newsletter, it's all documented. They have intentionally created this problem. They know what they're doing. They want you and your family to be impoverished. But behind this are the powerful spiritual forces. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are under attack today.